time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, good. Did you wake up last night?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, I think everybody pretty much did. You'd have to be a pretty sound sleeper to sleep right through the little thunder boomer overnight. Not a bad morning. 64 degrees outside right now, but it does look like it could shoot a little bit of wet stuff at us again, and it looks like it's in the forecast for a while.
Yeah, it's in the forecast. Looks like, for most part, the overnight's here for the most of the nights coming up, but we'll see some chances continue.
Well, that's all right, though. If we could get sunny and warm weather during the day and then our rainfall overnight, we'd live in the perfect world.
Yeah.
Not close to the perfect world, anyway. Brett's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning about what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. If you are considering a remodel on your kitchen or bathroom, you will enjoy a trip to Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Our showroom, plus our cabinet shop, will open a lot of doors for you in design and functional ideas to work with. Town Center Cabinetry, together with Kohler, Delta, Sterling, and many more brands, will give you the widest assortment of products and concepts in the area, and we also discount all those products every day here at Camblin's. You want your remodel to reflect your investments? And our technicians will ensure that. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in the Harlan area.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. We're getting into that time of the year now, too. What's May? We turned the corner. We're into May now. I know March was a wonderful month weather-wise. April, not so much. But with the coming of May now, we start to look toward the end of school coming up here pretty soon for the season. And then we get into the summer months and all of those other activities and things that we love to enjoy. Well, one of those things that folks really seem to enjoy are farmers markets. And we're not too terribly far away from those. In fact, I've kind of sometimes wondered if it wouldn't be even better early in the season this year with that wonderful March that we had. But then I guess April kind of tempered that growing idea, didn't it? not so good necessarily there. But farmers markets will be opening up not too far down the road in a number of communities around the state. In fact, in some places they're opening as early as this week. But around these parts, you are going to see them in the coming weeks. Folks starting to line up a lot of those things that they've been growing, putting them together. Well, one of the resources out there that you can use to help kind of find some of those things would be at the State of Iowa's website. If you go to the State of Iowa's website and look for the Farmers Markets, in fact, it's right on the front page. If you just click on the Farmers Markets link to that, it will take you to a page that has kind of a clearinghouse of farmers markets from all over the state. The State of Iowa, the Iowa Agricultural Department, they do a pretty fair job of working through and getting a lot of these things authorized for different things. But a lot of those different farmers markets are listed. Now, I know while some people do just kind of like to go to the local farmers markets and things, there are some folks that do like to travel around the state, and perhaps they have some friends and relatives that they will visit at different times. And if they're going to be there for any extended period of time, they sometimes like to visit some of the area farmers markets. Well, it's always kind of difficult to figure all that kind of stuff out. A lot of them don't advertise necessarily all that much, so it's kind of hard sometimes to find out exactly where they're located, what days they're open, what times they're open on those particular days, all those kinds of things. But the State of Iowa has put together a pretty comprehensive list of a lot of those. And in some cases, there are several, especially in some of the larger cities across Iowa. You may see several farmers markets that have different locations, different times, different days that they'll be participating in those kinds of things. But from the largest cities to the smallest little towns in Iowa, there are an awful lot of farmers markets around this state. So if you want to check out more information for that, that's one way to do that. Go to that particular link. Just go to the State of Iowa's website and then click on that farmers market link, and it will take you to the page where it will have pretty much all the information that you need on their farmers market directory. It'll tell you the name of the market. It'll give you their address, including the city and county that they're in, their current status, whether they're authorized or not. Also, they'll give you the dates that they'll be open throughout throughout the course of this year. And, for example, some opened yesterday, as a matter of fact. I see one that was in Cedar Rapids that opened up yesterday for the first time. So there are farmers markets that are opening up already here in the month of May. A number of them will get going later on this month or in early June. And a lot of them will run through September, October, and they'll have those listed. Now, they'll also have the days and times that they are available as well, and it's important to have that. But another important feature, too, is the market manager and their contact information. It'll have name, phone number, perhaps even an email address, so you can get a hold of those folks, too, for any particular reason. If you have questions or perhaps you want to join that local farmer's market in showing and selling your products as well, a way you can do that. And if they have a website, there are some farmer's markets out there that actually do have some websites. So if there are some websites available out there, they have links to those as well, so you can find the information that you need. Now, it's also all in a searchable database, which is kind of nice as well, because you can zip up to the top there and you can search by all kinds of things. You can search, you can type in, if there's something specific you're looking for, you can type that text in to try to find what you're looking for. You can search by city or county as well and come up to certain areas. So if you happen to be in a particular area, or if you're just searching, perhaps for the farmer's market that might be the farmer's markets, is usually the case. There's usually multiples in the different counties that might be in your particular county. You can find what you need that way as well and just make life that much simpler. For example, just do a quick search of Cass County here this morning, and you're going to come up with a few different farmers markets. In fact, it comes up with two of them, and or three of them, rather. Two of them are here in Atlantic, the same ones. They're just on different nights. So you've come up with one in Anita at the Bandshell Park, and they'll be getting started on June 6th, it says here. And then also in Cass County, the one that will be held out at the Orchlands parking lot, that will get started on June the 2nd as they go on Saturdays and Tuesdays during the course of the year. So opportunity for you to find all that information, too, and it comes up with the complete information of names and people that you need to contact, their numbers, all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking for that kind of information, it's a pretty easy place to find. There's a lot of activity around the farmers markets. If you've ever stopped by the local farmers markets, or you've perhaps spent a little bit of time bouncing around or driving by, it's amazing how many folks will visit those farmers markets. It's also very amazing how many people will get there early and sit in their cars and wait for the farmers markets to open. And really, it's kind of been one of those things where I guess we're kind of going back to our past. You know, it used to be that pretty much, you know, at one time, a lot of folks grew their own food. You know, we took care of ourselves. We were pretty self-sustaining. And while we still are, we trade a lot of that stuff. It tends to travel a little bit further. But with farmers markets, you know exactly where your food was grown and by whom in most cases. And they seem to have been on the rise here in recent years as well. When you take a look at the growth of farmers markets once again, it seems to be a very popular option for folks.
Yeah, I was just looking at some info there from the USDA, and they keep track every year of the number of farmers markets, and it's gone up from 2010, they had 6,132 around the country, and last year in 2011, there was 7,175, so that was about a 17% increase just in that year period, and it's been going up since 94.
Yeah, steadily. Looking at that bar graph they have there, too, it's amazing how much it's gone up. Looks like it's about tripled over about the last 15 years or so in the number of registered farmers markets around the country. So, yeah, it's a very popular thing. A lot of people do take advantage of it. You know, in some cases, it's not always necessarily about saving money because, you know, in some cases you may, some you may not necessarily, but folks just love to have that freshness. They love to know that they, in some cases, those things were picked this morning. So it's real easy to understand exactly what it is that you're getting. And if you have questions about things, you can ask the folks who grow them. And you can find some kind of unusual things once in a while, too. It's not always just the, you know, the usual stuff. Sometimes you find some different types of things that you may not necessarily have expected. And in some cases, you may have to ask somebody, so exactly how is it that I prepare that? Because you may not necessarily know, and it's nice to get that. But also, farmers markets are offering more things, too, not just the raw produce, but oftentimes also some other things are being provided in some different farmers markets as well. You might find jams and jellies, and honey is becoming a popular thing in a lot of farmers markets. There are all kinds of different things that you may find at farmers markets these days. So that's one of the reasons, I think, for the appeal is that they've broadened their scope just a little bit while still keeping that main focus of providing the freshly grown, locally grown products to folks in their home areas. So again, if you're looking for some more information about that, just hit the State of Iowa's website. If you just Google State of Iowa, it'll take you right to it, but it'll give you an opportunity to check out the icon that says Farmers Markets, and then you'll be able to check out all of that information there. And again, that isn't a searchable database, which is really nice that you can narrow that down if you're looking for specific areas. www.iowa.gov, G-O-V, and that'll take you right where you need to go. And as I say, that icon is right on the front page. So easy to find, easy to use, and hopefully it'll make your shopping a little bit easier if that's something you prefer to do here this growing season. You do the farmer's market?
I never have, you know. I've drove by and seen there's a lot of popularity with it, but I've never done it.
Boy, they get a lot of regulars.
Yeah. I think there's some pretty good stuff there. You know, my wife's went a few times, and I think there's some sweet treats there once in a while, too.
Mm.
That's kind of hard to resist.
It's always a good thing, yeah. You take what you can get, you know. It's some good stuff. Like I said, if you're looking for some different variety and stuff, too, you know, it's kind of interesting just to search around a little bit. And as I say, it is nice because sometimes you do stumble into things that you're like, okay, well, I'll give that a try, but I have no idea how to prepare it. Can you help me out? And they usually know that kind of stuff, too. So good information source. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
If you had trouble with your air conditioner last year, now it's time to give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call to come to your home and prepare a thorough estimate for a new unit. Summer will be upon us within a few weeks, and you know that you want to turn that air conditioner on and depend on it. Lennox and Camlin Plumbing and Heating can give you many options of air conditioning units with efficiency ratings you want and within your budget. Right now, we can get ahead of that and get that new unit installed and have it ready for those uncomfortable days ahead. We will also give you information on a new air-to-air heat pump that we will also save you money next wintertime. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Nelson Mandela. It says, "It always seems impossible until it's done."
Very good. Thank you, Brett. And you're done.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
All right. Well, not really. You're just starting, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming by. Yeah. Appreciate it very much. You know, there are other resources out there as well for folks who are involved in farmers markets, but the one we talked to you this morning, everybody can use that. That's a good resource for the shoppers out there, folks who are looking for all the good information of where and when. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.